And over the next few weeks here on Drive Time, science journalist Sean Duke will be taking a look at some of Ireland's most endangered species. And in his first report, Sean goes on the hunt for the curlew.
Though celebrated in song and verse, the cry of the curlew may soon no longer be heard in the Irish countryside. Sadly, there are just 120 or so breeding pairs left in Ireland. And while thousands of curlew flock to our shores to escape harsh Scandinavian winters, the native Irish curlew are now on the verge of extinction. I went in search of the curlew recently and began by meeting Alan Lauder, an independent wildlife conservation consultant and chair of the Curlew Task Force, set up by the government last November in a desperate attempt to prevent the disappearance of our native curlews. I met Alan in Broad Loch, which is an estuary of the Vartry River near Wicklow town. It's one of the many places around the Irish coastline where thousands of foreign-born curlews come to feed and take advantage of the mild Irish climate when they're not breeding elsewhere.
Hi Alan.
Hi John,
nice to meet you.
And you? You well?
Are we far from where these curlews are here?
Not at all. In fact, there's been quite a few flying around and calling, so...
Right. Alan surveyed the birds on the mudflats of the Vartry, where curlews had been, he told me, just a few hours before my visit. But they'd scarpered, giving the impression that even in this ideal sheltered feeding ground, right next to the Irish Sea, where curlews should thrive, they are no longer easy to find.
I said just before you arrived, there were a few around. So.
Many people in the conservation community had long suspected that all was not right with the curlew, but until recently, nothing was done.
We've all known, well, lots of conservationists have known for a long time that these birds were under some level of threat. But it's really, the curlew flew a bit below the radar for a while, mainly because the declines in other species seemed so drastic. And I suppose partly because the curlew's living so long, lots of areas remained with curlew, but without really knowing what the numbers were. And really in the last 2 years, detailed survey work has started to show that there are only between 120 and 130 pairs.
In November of last year, a meeting took place in Mullingar where experts and interested bodies gathered to discuss the plight of the native curlew. The meeting decided that urgent action was required to save the bird.
Following that, a recommendation was made to the Minister, Heather Humphreys, and she established the task force in February and asked me to chair it as an independent chair. I do this on a voluntary basis, don't get paid for it, so I keep my independence, if you like, and try and pull the groups together, the right groups, both state organisations but also non-governmental bodies.
The following day, still having not seen or heard a curlew, I travelled north, in hope, to the village of Carrick Row, County Monaghan, to meet Anita Donaghy and Joe Shannon of Birdwatch Ireland. Anita is a project field officer for Birdwatch, and she gave me the background to the curlew's gradual and sad decline.
So in the middle of the last century, curlew would have been plentiful across Ireland, and the decline really started with the intensification of agriculture. So during the second half of the last century, large tracts of land would have been ploughed up and reseeded and drained to facilitate more intensive agriculture. That would have had a big impact.
Joe, who is the field officer for Birdwatch, travels around the North Monaghan countryside listening for the alarm call of the adult curlew, which indicates that the curlew chicks are in the area. He reassured me that earlier this morning he'd found a breeding pair, with chick or chicks, in a newly cut field in the heart of Drumlin country, a couple of miles north of Carrick Row. After a short drive down winding country roads, Joe parked near a small bungalow. Along with Anita, we walked up a narrow country laneway where we came to a field, which had been newly cut for silage.
So how far away are they at this stage?
They're just over the hill a little bit from us.
That's the alarm call. It's different to the curlew.
Why is it giving me an alarm?
Because the young are down there, they're in there.
Incredibly rare sound in Ireland now, Sean.
The curlew chicks are vulnerable to predators such as the fox, as they're exposed out in the centre of a field. The eggs are laid on the ground for 1 month, and then it takes a further 5 weeks or so for the chicks to gain the ability to fly or fledge.
In days gone by, perhaps, the sheer numbers of curlew meant the population could remain stable, despite this vulnerability in early life. Today, however, Birdwatch Ireland estimates that just for the native curlew population to remain stable, it'll require each breeding pair to produce one chick. But the surveys show that curlews are only producing one chick for every five pairs. There's also a suspicion that curlews are continuing to decline at perhaps the rate of 10% per year. So unless something big is done, the cry of the native curlew will be lost to Ireland forever in a few short years.
When the rain puts a shine and the chestnut spikes, hear the curlew's cry.
Sean Duke reporting for us there. Another installment in his series next Monday here on Drive Time.